We are now entering into negotiations with the AE. The budget of the design is $53,000. The design could take 30 to 45 days. Then we will immediately go into construction, which would take 45 to 90 days.
Alan, did you ever get a chance to look into that, the synthetic option we talked a bit about?
Yes, I did. The synthetic option would take the cost up to from $1 to $1.3 million, but we would probably recoup that cost.
We'll take it up to $1.3 from
$500.
From $500,
yeah.
Okay.
But we would recoup that cost in about 10 years due to the maintenance that we would save from natural field.
Right. But the grant we got was $250.
I believe it was, what was it, $500? $250.
It was $250. So if we went with the grass option, where's the other $250 going to come from?
That we haven't.
We... Glenn Meeks is identifying those dollars. Those dollars have not been finalized at this point, but Glenn Meeks has committed to making every effort to see if we can come up with those dollars. Because if we come up with the dollars for the AstroTurf, it then greatly expands our opportunity to rent it out. And our AD... do you want to briefly make any comments there, madam?
It's okay. We talked about it just earlier this week. The question was if Glenn identified the additional amount for the grass, has he done the same for the synthetic field?
He would have to identify those funds.
Okay, great. So not there yet?
Correct.
Got it. Just wanted to make sure that, because that would obviously, that could impact when they get started, that could possibly impact the field being available for next year. Right. Okay. Got it. Well, anyway, next report. If you have any answers on that, let us know. Thanks.
Also, we've entered the RFQ has been entered for the aquaponics under the title Chicago State University Center for Urban Agriculture, Ecology, and Alternative Energy. It's for the renovation of the existing building, the design, and any mechanical and electrical and plumbing upgrades that may be needed to make that environment conducive to the program. And the building, B building, which is Business Health and Science, or Health Sciences, we are in construction now with the ADA upgrades to the bathrooms. We're upgrading three bathrooms now, and also replacing the door openers in this building, the new academic library, to comply with ADA. The doors in this building are a little heavy, and the door openers will make it easier to open for persons with disabilities.
Any questions on those? A few other projects, one that is actually on the agenda, the 95th Street entrance renovation, and the parking lot's repavement. And for the record, my name is Monique Horton. I'm the Assistant Director of Facilities. We are planning to go into construction with that this summer. It is a phased project, as we brought to the board previously. The $2.5 million would come from the parking revenues that are generated. In the previous resolution, we stated that there would be about $350,000 that we would spend per year. Initially, that may increase because we also have to take on the fees of the designers as well. So we are still within budget for the entire project, although we may have to spend more in the first year.
And just for clarification, that's not actually 95th. Once you make the turn into campus, right?
So there's a property line that's right at the curb. They consider 95th Street an interstate, which is then the state property. We've been working with aldermen and several various others in government to try to resolve the issue of the condition on the other side of the property line. We are going to do what we can as a university to solve the issue on our side of the property line. So that would entail having a concrete entryway rather than the typical asphalt so that we can get a longer life out of the 95th Street area. And then we would, of course, move on to the actual parking lots themselves so that we can fix some of the things that you may have experienced on campus already. Okay. If there's no questions on that, we're just going to give a brief information items for the West Side campus. Initially, there was a member initiative for the university to receive a grant of $40 million that went to the board. Previously, we have received at the university $1 million. We are now moving forward with that project. On February the 17th, we held a meeting with the committee that includes the senators, and it was a very positive meeting. We remain optimistic about what the our consultants, when they come on board, are going to render. So we're moving forward with that. We also have formed a subcommittee, which are going to look at possible opportunities regarding the site, such as TIF funding, et cetera. So we also expect for the consultant that's going to accompany us to be on board sometime after the procurement process in May.
Trustee Young, did you have any, I know you spent some time on that, did you have anything specific to add on that?
No, I don't. I attended the meeting on the 17th.
Got it. Okay.
I think it
seems smooth.
Program is going on.
Also, we do have, unless there are any other questions about the projects, there was also a list, I believe, given to you guys of the projects. And in total, we have over 50. I don't want to belabor the time speaking on all 50 of them. But
the only one I always come back to is the roofs, so it's like an update on where we are with the roofs.
Sure. So the roofs that we corrected were education building and the actual physical plant themselves. Those are actually finished and completed, and they are going to undergo a 9-month inspection just to make sure that everything is continuing to function without a problem.
Good. And anything else to add on the elevators? Are they okay now as well?
Yeah. So the elevator right now, the education building elevator is under construction right now, and it is slated to be completed sometime early May, late April.
Great. Okay. Yep, no other questions there.
Okay. So we also have an energy conservation report. At the last meeting, you know, we give these now. We have some energy measures, conservation measures in place now. And in summary, we're doing pretty well. We have, for our national natural gas, we now have the kind of lowest average cost in 12 years, whereby we are now at a low average cost per therm. And what that means is that we have a savings of over $300,000. And we have today, so what that means is we can purchase more therms for less money. In order to, if there's any questions about the report, we have Ed Malacker here, who is the author of the report. So if there are any questions.
I didn't have any questions on the report. It's pretty straightforward. So, but if there's anything that's burning you want to tell us, feel free.
No, just the electric, we're saving about $30,000 to $40,000 a month. So the February bill came in, so we're around $300,000 for the year.
Yeah, which is, that's significant. So
yes.
Great work.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah.
The savings in gas and electric, exactly how are we doing that?
On the purchase of the commodity. Our hands are tied with the transportation costs for both utilities, but the purchase of the electric commodity and the natural gas commodity, the cost is all our we decide what we're going to pay for the commodity. We purchase the natural gas by hedging therms using a strategy, a risk management strategy, to reduce the risk of spikes. The utility company or the companies that we purchase the utilities from, the suppliers, they'll give you all the information you need to make decisions. But ultimately, CSU makes all decisions on what we're going to pay. We order the gas that we know we're going to need for usage or storage, and we determine at what cost we're going to buy it. When we hedge for future months, we don't pay for the gas or the electric instance until it's delivered. So that's how we reduce cost by the commodity. The transportation is, rates are determined by the ICC. There's really not much we can do about that. taken advantage of a down market. And that's really the point I was trying to make. Just to report the good news of what we've been saying for the past few years, and that we're trying to take advantage of the time to restore the heating systems in the 8 original buildings that are 40 years old. So that if and when the market does turn around and the costs go up, we restore the heating systems like brand new.
So it'll be more efficient.
We're taking advantage of these savings because they may not be the same in days to come.
So well, well done.
We're plowing the savings then back into the equipment.
Into the heating system infrastructure.
Right, that's right. Infrastructure upgrade.
Because it has to be done.
Okay.
It does reduce costs, but it also ensures that the system is safe and reliable. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And our upgrades will be more energy efficient, so that would help also.
Great. This is what Southwest did. Gas went up and they hedged it. So that's why they keep those costs down. Anyway, that's great.
And a lot of that is due to the board actually approving at a couple of meetings ago the actual contract for us to enter into.
Board's not taking credit for this one.
So we appreciate that.
No. That's nice work.
One thing that we do want to mention, which is in the report, we have been taking advantage of a water utility exemption for a number of years now. However, since the mayor's new plan is in place, of course, everyone's trying to trim their budgets. So they are now taking that exemption back slowly over several years. So there will now be, and this is since the report we've learned this, we will not be exempt 100% as we were in previous years.
You have a clear picture of what that's going to look like, or is that still hasn't been determined yet?
Yes, we do.
You
so
do?
over the course of let's say the next year or so, we were 100%. That would then step down to 60%. It would then step down to 20, and then ultimately, unless there is a change, then it could possibly go to zero.
On the next report, can you include what that looks like in terms of dollars for me?
Yes, we can.
And that stepping down will take place within a year?
So the first step down is for 2013.
Okay.
Perfect. Any other questions from the board? You good? Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
We will entertain any public or employee comments at this time if there are. There are no comments. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Lisa, you can swallow.
Yep. Call to order the Board of Chicago State University Board of Trustees Legislative and Human Resources Committee.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Here.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Here.
Trustee Joyce?
Here.
Trustee Young?
Here.
Was the meeting notice requirement met?
Yes, they were met.
Okay. Any reports that were
due? Other than Boarding Federal Relations.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. President, it truly is a privilege and an honor to be here before you on this glorious day. Let me first
begin. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, Mr.
Love
Chairman.
Love to have you down here on 95th of King Drive, spending all that time in D.C.
Well, let me say that, let me thank you all on behalf of Senator Kirk's office because I had an opportunity to chat with them and let them know that I was coming over. And they wanted to thank you all for your prayers and your concerns regarding the senator He's making good progress. We expect him to be back. And so I wanted to say thank you for that. Now let me begin with my report. We actually have, I think, since we last met, had some significant things that have occurred. First of all, in January, we had a great meeting, I thought, with Dr. Yvonne Harris and Dr. Irma Brooks-Williams and our team, where we talked about grants and making sure that all of the members of Congress that are relevant to the institution have an opportunity to know what grants we're applying for, what monies in Washington, D.C. we're going after as a university, so that, one, we could put as many members in terms of letters of recommendations on those grants, but also have an opportunity to have members' offices and the members themselves weigh in with the federal agencies to maximize our opportunity to secure that grant funding. As grant funding has become a larger part of what happens now in Washington, D.C., with, if you will, the doing away with of earmarks and that sort of thing. So we had a great meeting there, and we continue to work with Dr. Harris. I know that on a weekly basis, my office sends up grant opportunities and announcements that we think are relevant for the university. Some of those announcements include employment and training administration, reintegration of ex-offenders, Second Chance Act technology, career training demonstration projects for incarcerated adults, Garrett A. Morgan Technology and Transportation Education Program, NSF Scholarships in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, DHS Scientific Leadership Awards for minority-serving institutions with bachelor degrees in that area. These are some of the types of grants that we've sent up for consideration and application. We think would be in the sweet spot of Chicago State University. In addition to that, the institution continues to fortify its relationship with Best Buy. We understand that the internship program with CSU and Best Buy is pretty much finalized, and that the number of students will be participating in that internship program with the Geek Squad. And so we're excited about that involvement as well. Chicago State University also had the opportunity to partner with the Cook County Bar Association and Barnes and Thornburg in a Honoring Our Living Legends award ceremony that we had. Really, I must confess that the brainchild behind that was President Dr. Wayne Watson, who you know, really laid out the program for us, and it was well attended, and a number of good media hits on that in terms of our participation with that, and so we want to commend him for that. We also were proud of our involvement with the Entrepreneurial Idol, proud of the leadership of Chicago State University, but we think it was a good collaborative effort with the members of Congress, Senator Kirk, Congressman Davis, Congressman Rush, and Congressman Jackson. All participated, their staffs were here, and present. The members would have been here themselves, but they had votes on that day, and so they couldn't be here. So next year they said to me, Rich, let's make sure we do it when we're out of session. And so hopefully we'll be able to calendar that for next year when they're out of session. But I thought that that was a tremendous event. I want to commend Dr. Watson and his team here for their leadership, and also for making sure that it turned out to be an extraordinary opportunity and event. Let me also talk about most recently my visit to Washington, D.C., where we talked about funding for renovation of the Metro station at 95th and Cottage. I actually met with Congressman Jackson, and I met with Congressman Rush and Congressman Davis, and all three have pledged their support and their efforts to make sure that that we get that done. First of all, they said, Rich, there are a number of ways we can do it. One, there is a transportation bill that's currently working its way through the Senate now. Then the House is going to take up the Senate version of that bill. It's a short-term fix on what should be a five-year extension of the transportation bill, but it won't be a five-year extension. But they're going to act before the deadline of March 31st and get something done there. Metro is poised to get millions of dollars from that transportation bill. And so the thought is to have the members of Congress actually reach out to the Metro chairman leadership at Metro and tell them definitively that, you guys are responsible for what happens at that Metro stop. If students get injured, you're liable. You're on the line. And so, maybe we'll figure out a way to hold up some of that funding unless they act and make sure that CSU gets that Metro station renovated.
I'll say to that point, Council, we did meet with Metro,
right,
as well as with the aldermen, and hopefully we wanted to take that step. They seemed pretty in line to ensure that that money came through. They did put it back off to the Fed, so if you're telling me the Fed's got a bill, it's going to come through. I imagine we won't have any opposition.
Okay.
So that was my assumption from the meeting. Dr. Williams, I think you second that, right?
Yes.
That seemed to be the case. So it looks like you've done your part. So.
Well, but what we want to do is we want to make sure that that they at least get a letter or get something to them definitively saying, hey, look, this is what we need. We did submit a letter that, that Dr. Brooks Williams gave to me. To the members. The letter didn't have in its specifics in terms of dollar amounts and what it's going to cost to get that done. And so, I'm sure that they're going to be looking for that as well. So if we can get that, that would be great. And we'll make sure we get that letter. Also, we had the privilege of accompanying the chairman and President Watson to meetings with Congressman Rush and Congressman Davis to talk about the audit findings and also talk about, more importantly, what the university is doing on the education side that they may not have been aware of. And so that those meetings went extremely well. I got a chance to accompany Dr. Watson to a meeting with Congressman Jackson. That meeting went well, and I know that the chairman met with Senator Kirk prior to his illness and talked a little bit about the audit findings and projections. All of the members that we met with and that we spoke to are firmly with CSU and appreciate the work that's going on here. We want to make sure that we continue to tell the good story of everything that is happening here and anything that they can do to help. They've also indicated that they will reach out to Senator Durbin as well and let him know where they are with respect to CSU. We put in a request for that meeting with Senator Durbin. I suspect it'll probably be with his staff to inform him of what is taking place here at CSU. With that said, I would end there and ask if there are any questions.
No questions for me, just thanks. Those meetings are great. We've got to get our gunners in place.
Yep.
We did that, so can't thank you enough for the work.
Well, we appreciate you all, and we're here to support.
Thank you. I don't think we've met.
Madam Scott, we have not, but I've heard a lot of good things about you, and I look forward to...
It's the right thing to say.
But I do look forward to a more formal meeting, lunch or something like that.
Thank you for your efforts on our behalf.
Thank you.
I text messaged him asking him where he is, but probably tied up, but we really need to hear from him with regards to that 2%, so maybe during the regular board meeting we could do it, yeah.
Motion to adjourn?
So, second.
Trustee Rozier? Trustee Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
I am spiritual, very sweet.